啊，感谢主的恩典，让我们能够来参加联恩会。
Thanks the grace of the Lord that we are able to come here to join the spiritual convocation.
啊，我一直接着说，我们能够参加联恩会，这是一种恩典。
I always feel that we can come to the spiritual convocation is kind of grace.
啊，尤其在这么忙碌的社会当中啊，还能够拨空出来，还能够让我们身心得享安息呀，这实在是主的恩典。
Especially in our busy life, we can make time for God. I think this is the grace of the Lord.
啊，求主带领祝福我们今天一整天的盛会。
And may God guide us and bless us for the whole day's conversation.
我今天早上要跟大家一起来学习尼希米记。
This morning, I would like to study with you about the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米记总共有13章，因为时间关系，我们只能够学习4章。
There are total 13 chapters in the book of Nehemiah. Due to the time factor, we can only study 4 chapters this morning.
这个尼希米，啊，这个尼希米啊，本来跟以斯拉在希伯来的圣经里面本来是合为一卷。
Nehemiah and Ezra originally they are in one book.
一直到差不多西元啊15世纪1480几年的时候，才把它分开。
Until about AD 1480, they separate this book into two.
尼希米记大概是尼大部分呐、啊，都是尼希米好像他个人的记录啊。
The book of Nehemiah is a record of Nehemiah.
啊，这里面有很多家谱啦、名单。
You can see a lot of names or the family tree of this
嗯，
book.
啊，大部分都是讲到尼希米他怎么带领百姓重建圣城的经过。
The major content of this book is that how Nehemiah guided Israelites to rebuild the temple.
啊，尼希米的内容啊非常坦率啊。尼希米写这个尼希米记的时候，我们看出他相当的谦卑。
We can see that when Nehemiah wrote this book with a humility attitude, humble attitude.
啊，这里面充满着爱神、爱民族的那种情怀。
And you can also see that how Nehemiah loved God and loved his nation.
我们晓得以色列国啊，他们自从第三个王所罗门犯罪以后，
We know that the kingdom of Israel after Solomon commits sin.
所罗门的儿子国家就开始分裂。
Until the son of Solomon, the country is divided.
耶罗波安另外带了10个支派建立北朝以色列国。
Jeroboam, he got another two tribes and to build another country, not the north
南朝
Israel.
犹大国罗伯安王主带领两个支派。
And the south Judah, Rehoboam got he got two tribes.
耶罗伯安因为怕以色列民回到耶路撒冷去拜神，结果百姓又回到犹大国。
In the north country, Jeroboam afraid of the people go back to Jerusalem to worship God.
所以他就在但跟伯特利两个地方造了2只金牛。
Therefore, he built two golden cattle in a place called Dan.
对以色列民说啊，这就是带领你们出埃及的神。
And he tell Israelites that this is the God who guide you out of Egypt.
所以你们不要到耶路撒冷去了，就到但跟伯特利。
So you don't need to go to Jerusalem, you just stay in Dan and Bethlehem.
因此，北朝以色列国一直都陷在拜偶像、拜金牛当中。
So the north country Israel always stay in worshiping idol.
虽然神兴起了很多先知来警告他们，
Although God called a lot of prophets to warn them.
但是他们复兴的时间都相当短暂。
But the time that their faith has been revival for a short period of time.
所以北朝以色列国遭遇到外来的患难也特别多。
Therefore, you can see a lot of countries attack the north country Israel.
结果在主前721年啊，就被亚述国把它灭掉。
So in the before the law BC 721, Israel was destroyed by the Syria.
啊，南朝犹大国虽然出现了几个好王。
And the south country Judah, they have a few good kings.
但是大部分的王还是放纵拜偶像。
But most of the king, they worship idol.
不专心敬拜神。
They don't worship God.
所以经过了一百多年呢、啊，主前606年，南朝犹大国也被巴比伦灭掉。
So until BC 606, the south Judah has been destroyed by Babylon.
但是神借着耶利米先知应许啊，以色列民。王国以后70年要回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
But the prophet Jeremy prophesied that after 7 years of the country has been destroyed, the Israelites is going to rebuild their country.
啊，很多古圣徒啊，犹太人虽然被掳在外邦。
Many saints and Israelites, although they were caught,
他们知道神的应许已经来到，就不断的向神祷告。
And they know the promise of God is coming, they continue to pray to God.
比如说像但以理。
For example, Daniel.
我们看但以理书。
Please turn to the book of Daniel.
但以理书第六章。
Daniel chapter 6.
第六章第十节。
Chapter 6, verse 10.
但以理知道这禁令，盖了一席，就到自己家里。他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前，祷告感谢，与日常一样。好，再看九章。
Please turn to chapter 9.
但以理书九章第一节。
Chapter 9, verse 1.
马代族亚哈水鲁的儿子大利乌立为加勒底国的王元年，就是他在位的第一年，我但以理从书中得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满。第三节，我便披麻，进食披麻蒙灰，定义向主神祈祷恳求，我向耶和华我的神祈祷认罪，说主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主所主诫命的人所耶稣慈爱。以下省略。他们虽然在外国啊，像但以理，他也当了很大的官，当总理又当总长。
Although Daniel was in the other country, in a foreign country, and he was in a higher position.
啊，治理全国啊，相当于差不多宰相啊。
His position almost like a prime minister.
但是他们很关心自己国家。
But he concerns about his country.
啊，他们从圣经里面耶利米的预言呐、啊，知道以色列耶路撒冷荒凉的时间是70年。
And from the Bible, he knew that the country is going to rebuild after 70 years.
所以他们一天三次啊，向神祷告。
Therefore, he prayed three times to God every day.
禁食祷告。
He prayed with fast.
到这个时候，但以理可能已经差不多90岁左右。
At that time, Daniel probably at the age of 90.
天天禁食啊，为着耶路撒冷祷告。
He still prayed with fast for Jerusalem every day.
求神按照他所应许的来成全。
He asked God to fulfill what he promised.
让百姓有机会回去重建圣殿。
So the people have opportunity to go back to rebuild the temple.
所以在主前536年啊，所罗巴伯就带领一批人回去建殿。
So in the BC 536, Zerubbabel bring a group of people back to Jerusalem.
神也激动鼓励王。
And God also moved the king of Israel.
来帮助这些回去建殿的这些百姓。
To help those people who went back to Jerusalem.
啊，把以前啊，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒所掳过来圣殿的器皿，通通交还给他们。
And they also returned all the vessels that the king Nebuchadnezzar brought from Jerusalem.
圣殿的重建经过了20年，516年完成。
After 16 years, the temple has been finished.
但是后来以色列民还有一段软弱的时间。
And after all, for a little while, the Israelites still in weak.
差不多经过了八十年，以斯拉回去重建他们的信仰。
And after 80 years, Ezra went back to rebuild their faith.
尼希米跟以斯拉两个相继回国的时间差13年。
The time between Nehemiah went back to Jerusalem and Ezra, the difference is about 13 years.
以斯拉跟尼希米他们曾经同心的来复兴百姓的信仰，鼓励百姓重建圣城。
Ezra and Nehemiah they joined together to rebuild the faith and the temple of Israel.
好。那我们所谈这个尼希米啊，他是一个被掳回国的犹太人的首领之一。
Nehemiah is one of the leaders who were caught in the foreign country.
他本来是在波斯国啊，在那里当酒政。
Originally, who handled the wine for the king in the kingdom of Persia.
当时要做酒政，必须要得到国王很大的信任。
For the position, he need to be trusted by him.
除了为王啊藏食物啊，因为怕说那个食物里面有人放毒或什么，所以酒政要先藏。
He has to test the food for the king first.
王晚上睡觉的时候，他的内宫啊，酒政要负责看守。
And he also at night he also has to in charge, the bedroom that the king.
所以当酒政必须要得到国王非常大的信任。
So to be the position, he got to be trusted by the king.
虽然尼希米在波斯王朝里面当酒政，
Although he was in a higher position in the kingdom of Persia.
但是他很关心自己的祖国啊，犹大国的情形。
However, he concerns his own country.
他也是一个相当好的一个人啊，所以能够感动犹太人一起跟他来重建圣城。
He was a good man, so he can touch Israelites to go back with him.
所以有些书籍在形容尼希米啊，说他圣洁好像祭司。
So some books describe Nehemiah that he was holy as a priest.
他勇敢像先知。
He was courageous just like a prophet.
他威严好像君王一样。
And he was mean just like a king.
虽然他只是一个普通的选民。
Although he was just like a common people.
但是凭着他那种君主之风啊，能够降服一些反对他建成的一些周围的外邦人。
But because of the characteristics he has, he can touch the people.
他也让犹大的百姓跟他一起同工，把圣城很快就建成了。
And he can also ask Israelites to work with him to rebuild the temple.
让耶路撒冷重新获得屏障，恢复以前的繁荣。
So the Jerusalem, the wall in Jerusalem can be rebuilt.
尼希米他能够得到波斯王的信任并且把他派为犹大省的省长。
And after all, Nehemiah was trusted by the king of Persia and to in charge the province of Judah.
他当省长12年时间都不拿省长的俸禄。
He didn't get any salary for 12 years.
因为他看到自己同胞的劳苦所以他自己不拿薪水。
Because he saw the labor of his own people, so he didn't want to get paid.
有些犹大的比较富足的同胞欺负一些比较贫穷的农民。
Some of powerful Israelites the advantage of those poor people.
因为这些农民太穷了，这个把房屋田产都点押给这些富足的同胞啊。
Especially those farmers because they are poor and all their property has been pledged to those.
结果尼希米就劝导他们说：“你们要归还他们的田产。”
So the Nehemiah urged them that you have to be the rich people has to return the property to the poor.
他也自己免除这些犹大百姓的一些税负
And he also get rid of all the tax
那另外一方面，他知道犹大国所以会亡国啊。
Another reason he know that the reason that Judah the kingdom will destroy，
就是因为他们离弃了神。
Because they depart from God，
不守神的诫命。
They disobey the commandment of God，
所以尼希米就一直教导他们神的律法。
Therefore, Nehemiah keep on teaching them the commandment of God，
啊，恢复百姓的信仰。
To revive their faith，
鼓励他们要在神面前认罪悔改。
To encourage them to confess sin in front of God。
虽然这个工作相当困难
，You can see that it's a tough job，
但是他靠着神完成了带领百姓的信仰得到复兴。
By relying on God, he accomplished this job。
所以尼希米啊，他是我们今天要为神工作的所有弟兄姊妹啊非常好的榜样。
So Nehemiah can set us a good example for those who would like to work for God。
我们先看第一章。
Let's turn to chapter one of Nehemiah。
尼希米记第一章。
Chapter one。
看第二节。
Verse two。
尼希米记一章二节。
Chapter one, verse two。
那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹太人和耶路撒冷的光景，他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大城遭大难受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。虽然他自己在波斯王宫里面当酒政呢，有很高的职位，很好的待遇，
he got a good pay and in a powerful position，
有很好的享受，
he can enjoy over there，
但是他很关心自己的祖国，
he also concerned his own country。
那刚好有他的弟兄还有几个犹太人呢，从耶路撒冷来。
At that time, some of his brothers came there from Jerusalem.
他就关心，追问他们有关耶路撒冷的情形。
He asked them about the situation in Jerusalem.
虽然他自己身在朝中啊，但是他的心啊却在故乡。
Although he physically he was in Paris, however his heart is in Jerusalem.
这是很多被掳的以色列百姓他们的心怀。
This is what happened to a lot of Israelites.
像刚刚所看到的但以理啊，他也是一样，天一天三次为自己的国家祷告。
Just like Daniel is the same situation. He prayed for his country three times a day.
我们再参考诗篇137篇。
Please turn to Psalm 137.
诗篇137篇第一节。
Psalm 137 verse 1。
他们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下，一追想吉安就哭了。我们把琴挂在那里的柳树上，因为在那里掳掠我们的要我们唱歌，抢夺我们的要我们作业，说给我们唱一首吉安的歌吧，我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢？耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记技巧。我若忘记你，我若不纪念你，若不看耶路撒冷过于我最喜乐的，情愿我的舌头贴于上膛。他们被掳了以后，才晓得说耶路撒冷的可贵啊。
After they were called to foreign land and know how precious of Jerusalem.
本来耶路撒冷是神所同在圣建圣城的地方，圣殿的地方。
Jerusalem is a place that God abides with them, and it's a holy temple.
啊，因为他们得罪了神，所以被掳到外邦。
Because they sinned against God, so they were captured to the foreign country.
啊，在外邦做奴隶，做奴隶啊，在那边受苦，他们就想起耶路撒冷、锡安。
They were suffered in foreign land to be the slave.So they remember Jerusalem.
所以我们一追想西安啊，我们就哭了。
Here the Bible says that when they think about Zion, they cry.
因为得罪了神，结果圣城被毁。
Because they sin against God, the holy city will destroy.
在外邦啊， 在那里受苦。
They will suffer in foreign land.
外邦人叫他们说：“你给我们唱一首西安的歌吧。”
The foreigner told them that to sing us the songs of Zion.
他说：“我们怎么能够在外邦的地方在这里唱耶和华的歌呢？”
They replied that how can we sing the songs of the Lord in the foreign land?
所以他们立志啊，立志要来重建耶路撒冷。
So they make determination to rebuild Jerusalem.
说耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，连夜我的右手忘记技巧。
Oh, Jerusalem, if I forget you, may my right hand forget his skill.
意思就是说啊，我如果不纪念耶路撒冷，不关心耶路撒冷，宁愿我啊手就台湾话叫做回去啊，就是手就没有用了。
What I mean is that if I forget Jerusalem, means that I lose my skill.
Oh,
you can't use this.
说我如果不纪念你，不看耶路撒冷过于我最喜爱的
，If I don't remember you more than what I precious for，
情愿我的舌头贴在帐篷上，变成哑巴了，不会讲话。
May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth。
这是表述他们那种关心西安、关心耶路撒冷。
All these are described as how much they concern about Jerusalem.
关心神的殿的那种情怀。
How much they concern about the temple of God.
虽然他们在外国啊，但是他们很关心自己的国家。
Although they were in foreign land, they still concern their own country.
耶路撒冷、西安都是预表神的教会。
Jerusalem and Zion simplify the church of God.
我们一个基督徒，我们应当关心教会。
As a Christian, we should concern church.
啊，保罗说啊，保罗离开了铁沙罗尼加教会以后
，After Paul departed from the church in Thessalonica,
他不断的写信鼓励他们。
He still wrote letter to them to encourage them.
他说：“我虽然身体跟你们离别，但是我的心都在你们那里。”
He said that physically, although I am away from you.By my heart,
因为他到铁沙罗尼加传福音两个礼拜，就遭遇到大逼迫来。
After 2 weeks, he was there. He encountered persecution.
他很怕说那些弟兄姊妹在逼迫当中啊，可能信仰会动摇。
And Paul was afraid of that the brother sister over there will the faith will be shaken because of persecution.
啊，所以就请提摩太啊特别去慰问他们。
So he asked Timothy to go there.
啊，提摩太回来报告啊，让他得到很大的安慰。
After Timothy returned back to report to Paul, Paul was comforted.
因为虽然他们在大逼迫当中啊，但是他们的信心非常稳固。
Although those believers were in persecution, their faith still strong.
在逼迫当中啊，充满着活泼的盼望。
They still had vivid faith, a hope toward God in persecution.
啊，所以保罗就在写信鼓励他们啊，借着书信啊。来教导他们。
So Paul continued to write letter to encourage and to teach them.
他说：“我虽然不在你们那里啊，但是我切切的想见你们。”
Paul said that although I am away from you, but I am eager to see you.
我们也参考哥林多后书十一章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11,
28节
verse 28,
十一章28节
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28,
说除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我的身上。29节
29,
有谁软弱我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒我不焦急呢？保罗天天为着教会挂心。
Paul concerns about the church every day.
他虽然为传福音的工作受了很多苦。
Although he suffered a lot for preaching God.
碰到很多的危险。
And he encountered a lot of dangerous situations.
有时候被抓去鞭打。
Sometimes he was beaten.
他被犹太人打过五次。
He was beaten 5 times by Jews.
他说每次就是40下打减一下。
Every time he was beaten,40 times,
因为照他们的律法规定啊，打人不可以超过40下。
Because according to their law, they cannot beat people more than 40 times.
他每一次就是被挨打39下。
Every time he was hit 39.
有时候被石头打，打得半死。
And one time he was stoned almost to death.
他也曾经坐船啊，遇到船难。
One time on the ship, there's a dangerous situation.
有时候遇到盗贼的危险，同族的危险。
Sometimes he encountered robber over his own people.
他说这些都是其次的。
He said all these are minor.
他说还有一个很重的负担，就是天天为着教会挂心。
He said that there is a great burden upon my shoulder, that I worry about the church every day.
有谁软弱我不软弱呢？
Who else who is weak I am not?
有谁跌倒我不焦急呢？
Who is led into the sins and I am not burning in my heart?
天天以神的家以教会为念。
Every day he concerns about the church of God.
主耶稣十二岁的时候就到圣殿去献祭。
At the age of 12, Jesus went to the temple to sacrifice.
他的父母亲献完祭以后就回家了。
After offering the sacrifice, his parents went home.
走了三天才在路上发现说耶稣没有跟他们在一起。
After 3 days journey, his parents find out that Jesus was not with them.
在路上一直找，找不到，回到耶路撒冷。
They couldn't find Jesus after they returned back to Jerusalem.
看到主耶稣在圣殿里。
They saw that Jesus was in the
在教书当中啊，一边听一边问。
He saw that Jesus sat beside the teachers and listen and ask the question.
他妈妈说，我们很着急来找你。
His mother told to him that,
你怎么这样向我们行呢？
We were very anxious looking for you. How can you do this for us?
你不晓得我当以我父的事为念吗？
Jesus answered that, don't you know that I have to concern the sin of my father?
他才十二岁就晓得应当以父家的事为念。
Only at the age of 12, he knows that he has to concern his father's sin.
那我们也应当以神的家为念。
We should also concern the church of God.
多多关心教会的圣工。
We should concern about the work in the church.
看诗篇122篇。
Please turn to Psalm 122, verse 6.
诗篇122篇第六节。
Psalm 122, verse 6.
你们要为耶路撒冷求平安，耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。我们关心神的家的人啊，神一定会祝福，会让他兴旺。
Those who concern the church of God, God will prosper them.
我们很多弟兄姊妹啊，很关心神的家。
Many brothers and sisters who concern about the church of God.
为神的家会财会力。
For the church of God, they spend money and their time.
但是神一定祝福他们呢。
And I think God will bless them.
尼希米知道耶路撒冷城啊，荒废的情形啊，他感到很忧伤。
When Nehemiah knew that Jerusalem will destroy, and he was sorry for that.
所以他就开始为耶路撒冷城进食祷告。
So he started to pray with fast for the city of Jerusalem.
为耶路撒冷城啊悲哀好长的一段时间。
And he wept for the city of Jerusalem for a long time.
虽然在他来讲，他在国外的地方，在那里当官啊。
He was in a higher position of the foreign land.
但是他的心却住在耶路撒冷。
His heart is in Jerusalem.
所以我们也要关心教会的圣工啊。
Likewise, we should concern about the church of God.
我会讲这个尼希米记，是因为在上个礼拜皇后区教会灵恩会的时候。
The reason I would like to share with you about this topic is that last week in Queen's Church spiritual convocation,
从星期二开始的布道会
start from Tuesday night's evangelical service.
因为他们本来信徒人数就不多。
They don't have many church members over there.
但是晚上聚会的人数又更少。
At night, fewer people go to service.
所以我在布道会当中才四十几个人。
In the evangelical service, there were only about 40 members.
还包括一些慕道者。
The number also include
小孩和四十个人左右。
Include visitors and some children, about 40 people.
虽然总是有130几位。
Although the total members has about 130 people.
但是他们很多啊，都是打工的。
a lot of the members they have part-time jobs. And a lot of believers when they come to church need some other people to pick them up. And during the spiritual convocation, all the cars have been used to pick up visitors. So the many members didn't come to the church. Every night there were about 15 to 16 newcomers. We don't even have our church member to help the visitors to turn the Bible. So I feel sorry for that situation. Just like at that time, the city of Jerusalem was destroyed. So I encourage the brothers and sisters that to concern about the house of God. So I started with them about the book of Nehemiah. In Elizabeth Church, the Holy War is more advanced. Most of members come to the church steadfast, and some of brother and sister who are still in weak. And I heard from board members that there were about 30 to 40 members never come to Sabbath service. And there were a few people who never come to church for a long time. Thirty to 40 people were about one-fifth of our total church members. All those people need our concerns. In the future, there are still a lot of holy work waiting for us. Especially in the future, we need to build more other church. In New Jersey, one state, we only have one church. That's not enough. Some brothers and sisters who live far away, it's inconvenient for them to come here. In Taiwan, the size of Taiwan is about the same as New Jersey. In Taiwan, there are about 260 churches and a prayer house. So I think only one church here is insufficient. We should concern the holy work in the church, may God guide us. Hopefully in the future, we can build the church in every location which we have family service. So that the name of God can be glorified here. Therefore, we should concern about the holy work in the church. For the advancement of the holy work, we should put our prayer. We can find out Nehemiah's prayer is wonderful. Let's turn to chapter 1 of the book, Nehemiah, verse 4. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 4.
我今天这话就坐下夫妻悲哀之日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷说：耶和华天上的神大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你所领诫命的人之所耶之慈爱，愿你睁眼看，侧耳听，仆人昨夜在你的面前为你众仆人以色列人的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守。
你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章，求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说：你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中；但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶上的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将你们召集回来，带到我所选择立我名的居所。这都是你的仆人、你的百姓，就是你用大力和大能的手所救赎的。主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷，和喜爱敬畏你连众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。尼希米的祈祷除了不断的感谢颂赞神以外，
In his prayer, he continued to, besides that, he continued to praise God.
他在神的面前啊，在那里认罪恳求。
In the presence of God, he confessed his sins.
他说承认我们所犯的罪。
He confessed the sins that they meant.
我和我的父家都有罪了。
I myself and my father's house, we commit sins.
其实以色列国王国啊，犹大王国啊，可能尼希米可以说是没有关系啊。
Actually,
因为他可能还没出生。
Actually, we can say that there is nothing to do with Nehemiah about the country being destroyed because he was not born yet.
但是他向神认罪啊，把这个责任啊，好像归到自己身上一样。
However, he confessed the sins.It seems like he put all the sins onto his own shoulder. He said, myself and my father's house commit sins. Because we depart from God so that we will capture to the foreign land. Because we don't keep your commandments so that the city will destroy. And also he grasped the promise of God.
他说神啊，你曾经借着摩西讲。
And he said that God, you able, you talked to Moses before that.
说百姓如果犯罪的话，你就要把他们分散在万民当中。
If the people commit sin, you are going to scatter them around the nation.
但是他们如果回头归向你的时候，你又要把他们从分散的列国当中啊，把他们一个一个把他们招回来。
However, if they confess their sins and return back to you, you are going to call them back from all nations.
回到你所选择立名的地方。
And you are going to let those people to come back to your place.
所以他们现在悔改祷告求神啊，成全他的应许。
And when now all the people confess their sins, may God please grant your promise.
能够把百姓啊从万国当中啊把他带回来，回到耶路撒冷。
Please bring all the people from all nations back to Jerusalem.
啊，他心中已经立志要为神做一些事情。
Inside his heart, he already determined that he's going to do something for God.
但是要得到王的允许。
And however, he has to get permission from the king.
所以他求神啊，能够让他在王面前得到亨通，得到王的恩。
He also asked God that he can get the favor from the king.
结果尼希米的祷告啊，得到神的垂听。
After all, the prayer of the Nehemiah was listened by God.
我们看第二章。
Please turn to chapter 2.
第二章啊，看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
亚达这些王二十年，尼善夜在王面前摆酒。我拿起酒来奉给王，我素来在王面前没有愁容。王对我说：“你既没有病，为什么面带愁容呢？”这不是别的，必是你心中所烦。于是我甚惧怕，我对王说：“愿王万岁！”
对，
我列祖伯父所在的那城荒凉，城门被火焚烧，我岂能面无愁容呢？哦，他从亚达这西王二十年的基斯流月呀、啊，开始进食祷告。
He started to pray with fast from the month of Nisan.
一直到尼善夜。
until the month of Nisan.
按照他们的律法, 这是经过四个月的时间。
According to the law, the time period about 4 months.
所以他在这一段时间啊, 四个月当中啊, 经常禁食祷告, 然后来神垂听啊。
So we can see that in these 4 months, he always prayed with fast.
啊,他本来是在王面前来服侍王的。
He was a cupbearer before.
照说起来, 有正要来服侍王, 在王面前啊, 不能够有愁容。
Of course, you can see that if you are a cupbearer in front of king, you should not have a sad face in front of king.
就是你有什么心思啊, 放在心里面, 你也不能表露出来。
If you have something trouble you, you should keep that in your heart. You should not show that outside your face.
再大的痛苦也要强颜欢笑。
Even though you have something trouble with you, you should still keep it.
但是他因为关心耶路撒冷的那种前景啊，让他感到很伤心。
And Nehemiah concerns too much about the Jerusalem.
So 就无意中啊，就流露在他的脸上。
So his face looked so sad.
结果被王发现了。
And the king found out the situation.
王说你也没有生病，你怎么脸上带着愁容呢？
The king said that you are not ill. How come your face looks so sad?
你到底心中是在愁烦什么东西呢？
Is anything trouble you in your heart?
哦，他被王发现以后，开始心里很惧怕。
So when the king found out this situation, he was afraid.
他就对王讲。
And he answered to the king.
他说我列祖国墓的那个城。
He said that my ancestors are cities.
因为荒凉啊，城门被我焚烧，我怎么会没有愁容呢？
The gate will burn and the whole city will destroyed.
那没有跟他直接讲说啊，那个耶路撒冷城啊荒废了。
He didn't answer to the king directly saying that Jerusalem has been destroyed.
因为在以斯拉记第四章里面啊。
Because in the chapter 4 of the book of Ezra,
犹大的省长曾经控告犹太人。
The person who in charge of the province of Judah accused the Israelites.
说他们是背叛的百姓，他们要重建圣城。
They are the rebellion people. They want to rebuild their city.
所以当时的国王就下令禁止他们。
So at that time, the king made a decree that stop them to rebuild the city.
所以他没有直接提说耶路撒冷。
Therefore, Nehemiah didn't mention Jerusalem directly.
他说我列祖坟墓的那个城。
He said that the city who buried all my father's city.
因为东方人比较重视祖先的坟墓啊。
We can see that they emphasize the tomb of their ancestors.
所以那个城啊，荒凉了，所以他感到很忧心。
And because the city has been destroyed, and I feel so sad for that.
他只有神啊，垂听他的祷告啊。And
we can
王就关心他，问他说：“那你要求什么呢？”
And God listened to his prayer, so God moved the king to say that, then what do you want?
他就默祷神，默祷。
And at that moment, Nehemiah prayed to the Lord, to God.
他说王如果允许的话，能够差遣我回到那个城去。
It pleased the king, may the king send me back to the city.
我好在那里重新修造。
So that I can rebuild the city.
国王就问他说：“你要回去多久的时间？”
The king said to him that, "How long are you going back to the city?"
他就把时间告诉他。
And he told to the king how long he's going back.
国王很高兴的就差遣他回去。
So after all, the king sent him back to the city.
那他也不要请假，就派他回去当犹大的省长。
So he began to in charge the province of Judah.
他也因为他有省长的权柄，所以。 让他以后建城的工作啊，也得到很大的帮助。
He also get the power from the king so that he can build a city in the future.
国王不止允许他回去。
The king not only allow him to go back,
还特别是诏书给他。
And the king also give him a decree,
让他很顺利的通过大河西的一些省长，让他们很顺利通过。
And so that Nehemiah can pass through all the troubles.
还有把一些建圣城所需要的一些木料啊，都供应给他们。
And the king also supply him all the material they need to rebuild the city.
国王又派军长、军兵啊来保护他们。
And the king also sent the soldiers, military to help them.
所以让他们从特殊的地方很平安、很顺利的回到耶路撒冷来。
So that from the Persian they can go back, went back to Jerusalem.
就是借着一段时间的禁食祷告、啊，神特别的帮助啊。
All this will happen because for the fast prayer for a long period of time.
所以让他们能够得到非常顺利，能够回来。
So they are able to go back to Jerusalem.
他回来以后，他就先查看耶路撒冷被毁的情形。
After Nehemiah went back to Jerusalem, first of all, he found out how much was destroyed in Jerusalem.
看二章十二节。
Please turn to chapter 2, verse 12.
二章十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
我夜间起来、啊、有几个人也一同起来。但神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉人。除了我提的尊过以外，没有也没有别的尊过在我那里。当夜我出了土门，在往耶国井去，到了会场门查看耶路撒冷的城墙，见城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我又往前到了城门和王子，但所提的尊过没有地方过去。沿西而上，查看城墙，又转身进入府门，就回来了。我往哪里去？我做什么事？官长都不知道，我也没有告诉犹太平民、祭司、会做官长和其余做工的人。他没有把他所要做的事情告诉别人。
He didn't tell the others what he is going to do.
所以回到耶路撒冷，就先了解整个城墙被毁的情形。
So after he went back to Jerusalem, first of all, he found out the situation of the wall.
然后再计划怎么来修复重建耶路撒冷。
Then he planned how to rebuild the city of Jerusalem.